Corey DeAngelis. He's the National Director of Research for School Choice now, an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, and a senior fellow at the Reason Foundation as well. Corey, nice to talk to you again, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Your assessment of Merrick Garland's performance as he testifies before Congress, and look, he's not rescinding that memo that he sent out.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal editorial board actually called him out today as well, saying that he should rescind this memo. I mean, the National School Board Association already essentially apologized for their ridiculous language they included in their letter to the Biden administration. And look, so much of this is backfiring on the National School Board Association. In just a few weeks, we already have 22 state school board associations that have distanced themselves with formal letters from the national organization. We've had about four already in the past few days defund the National School Board Association by pulling their membership. We have Missouri, we have Ohio, Pennsylvania have all announced that they're not going to continue paying dues. And Florida did the same thing as well, announced that they weren't going to continue membership with the National School Board Association. And then just before we got on this conversation today, the 35 legislators from Idaho sent a formal request to their state school board association asking for the same thing, to cancel their membership. So look, this attempt to silence and bully parents into submission is only backfiring on them, and parents are only going to feel more emboldened to push back at school board meetings in a peaceful way, and then also to push for things like school choice that allow the money to follow the child so that more families can find schools that align with their values so they don't have to fight back and forth at these types of meetings.
You know, a lot is often said about how the right relies on culture wars to whip people into a frenzy. This is Barack Obama who said it this past weekend while campaigning for Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. He said that much. But the reality is, as we look at all this, Corey DeAngelis, it's a full frontal assault from the American left on normal people across the country. And it seems to me that they're kind of sick and tired of it, that the culture war that's being prosecuted against us, again, normal Americans, it's reached its limit, and people are definitely fighting back.
Yeah, I mean, look, this Washington Post opinion piece came out the other day that was essentially making the argument that parents don't or shouldn't have a say in their kids' curriculum. And the president of the teachers union, Randy Weingarten, actually shared it out favorably and was ratioed into oblivion on Twitter. But look, this just shows you, like, parents are pushing back against this, and they want a say in their kids' education. This isn't a quote-unquote, right-wing culture war, as Barack Obama said the other day. Parents are really upset about their kids being brainwashed for 13 years in the government school system, and they're not just going to sit down and shut up in response to this National School Board Association letter or this DOJ memo. This isn't something that's made up. It's a real issue, and parents want to say what's going on in their kids' education. And I think that's why we're seeing the polls neck and neck with the Virginia governor's race, where you had this huge debate gaffe by Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, where he said, quote, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach." And since then, the momentum has swung in favor of Youngkin, with the polls now neck and neck, whereas he was behind a couple of months ago by 5 percentage points.
Yes.
And people are starting to, and parents in the latest poll by Signal, 56% of parents supported Glenn Youngkin in that poll, and only 39% of parents of K-12 students supported McAuliffe. So this is backfiring on McAuliffe as well, and it could prove to be a winning strategy for Republicans going forward to focus on parental rights and educational freedom.
Yeah, for sure. Parents care about their kids above all else, and that transcends whatever political loyalties you thought you had. When it's about taking care of your kids, that'll motivate you. So, Corey DeAngelis, you know, the one thing I'm concerned about, though, is as much as I want to see Terry McAuliffe suffer electorally for his sins and the way that he's treated parents in Virginia, what I'm hoping is that even if Glenn Youngkin prevails next week and wins, is that the energy doesn't really stop there. I mean, that is one way to channel it, but what happens next? How does this energy get channeled in the United States into something constructive that's useful for the future of our young Americans?
Yeah, the best way to channel your energy and your frustration is towards bills that fund students as opposed to systems. Most people think of this as school choice, but look, this past year in 2021, we're actually calling it the year of school choice because 19 states expanded or enacted programs to fund students as opposed to systems where the money follows the child to wherever they're getting an education. That could be the public school, but it could also be a private school, a charter school, or a homeschool option. And in fact, Terry McAuliffe, when he was governor in 2016 and 2017, vetoed seven school choice bills, or I think it was about nine school choice bills. A couple of them were education savings account programs, which are the purest forms of having the money follow the child. And the funny thing is, he sent his kids to private school, all of them, and then he exclusively attended private school himself, which is great. I think all families should access the best options for their kids, but it seems pretty hypocritical for him to fight against school choice for less advantaged families and to veto six to nine, I think I lost count of that, school choice bills when he was governor in 2016 or 2017.
That's right. And in, during this campaign, he signaled that parents shouldn't be able to tell the schools what to teach. But interestingly, his kid sent off to one of the most expensive private schools in the country. Their mother was on the board. So she helped get to call the shots about what the kids were learning in the school. So they had plenty of parental involvement, plenty of school choice inside the McAuliffe household. But their goal is to make sure that you don't have those same options.
Yeah, and look, it's great for all parents to go seek out the best options, but you shouldn't fight against allowing less advantaged families to do the same thing, especially when you support other programs where the funding follows the decision of the family. Like pre-K programs, you can, in most cases, take the funding to a private religious or non-religious pre-K. And the same thing with Pell Grants for higher education. You can take that funding and the student can decide to take it to the community college if they want, but they could also go private university or a religious university if they would like as well. The money follows the decision of the student. And I'm just arguing we should do the same thing with for K-12 education, which really illustrates a logical inconsistency on the side of opposing parental freedom when it comes to K-12 education.
It's so wild that this is even a partisan issue, but it's because it is one now. But you know, there was a time when it wasn't, but then the teachers union stepped in and they turned it into a partisan issue again. Thank you, Corey DeAngelis, for your good work and for paying attention to obviously the well-being of young Americans everywhere. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, it's 5:15 now.